Pretty interesting legal debate in the Supreme Court today. Oral arguments on an immigration case, Lynch versus DiMaia. Originally from the Philippines, James Garcia DiMaia has been living in the United States as a lawful permanent resident since 1992. But DiMaia was convicted of first-degree residential burglary in 2007 and 2009. This is technically a crime of violence under immigration law and grounds for mandatory deportation as an aggravated felony. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that the crime of violence test was unconstitutionally vague. We go down to Deep Dulasekaram, law professor at Santa Clara University. Deep, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
What are the criteria for deportation, and how are they governed by constitutional criteria?
So Congress has laid out many, many categories for deportation. One of those criteria is what's known as an aggravated felony. In general, Congress's criteria for removal are not actually subject to significant constitutional restrictions. One of the reasons why cases that present whether any of those grounds is constitutional or not are unique and important.
I think most Americans would just view immigration as a condition that is utterly at the whim of the government of the United States, and that if someone does anything, they can be deported. And they would not have the same kinds of protections as an American citizen would.
Sure. Certainly the beginnings of immigration law and federal immigration law in the late 1800s took views similar to the one that you're articulating. But what's happened over the last years is people have understood and courts have understood that people who are here under all sorts of immigrant laws, whether they're documented or not, have ties to the United States, end up having accumulating rights to be in the United States, or at least rights to have fair process when they're being asked to leave the United States. And that's part of these cases that are coming in before the Supreme Court.
Talk about this particular case, James Garcia DiMaia.
Sure. So as I mentioned before, one of the categories that Congress uses to remove people and then the federal executive then charges is this category of aggravated felon. It's a term of art, meaning it's defined in the immigration statute. And one of the many things that count as an aggravated felony is a category called a crime of violence, which a federal law defines as a felony that by its nature involves a substantial risk that physical force against person or property will be used. DiMaia was convicted under a California burglary statute. And the question in this case is whether burglary under California law counts as a crime of violence. And the reason this is important is if one is convicted of an aggravated felony according to the immigration law, it makes a person ineligible for lots of types of relief from removal, including cancellation of removal. It bars somebody from reentering the country ever. And if one does return, it greatly enhances the punishment. And what Mr. DiMaia is arguing here, and an argument that was accepted by the appeals court, the federal appeals court, is that the crime of violence definition is simply too vague, that it violates the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution's guarantee of due process because it doesn't give sufficient notice of what conduct is actually illegal.
Now, does this apply to undocumented immigrants or to only people who are naturalized citizens?
Well, in this case, certainly Mr. DiMaia is he's a legal permanent resident of the United States. In fact, he's a very long term legal permanent of the resident of the United States, having entered in 1992. But the substantive ground of deportation as written in the immigration statute applies to undocumented immigrants, lawfully present immigrants, immigrants who've been here for a very long time. There's a set of cases that have asked this question of the court, and here you have an opportunity for the Supreme Court to say very clearly that the void for vagueness doctrine, a due process doctrine grounded in the Fifth Amendment, applies in the immigration setting.
Deep Gulasekaram is a law professor at Santa Clara University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.